Hello?
So straight up, I got 15% on this phone, Kizal. So I don't know how long we'll be able to do this for.
You don't have a phone charger?
Well, my phone has to be plugged into the audio aux so people can hear your beautiful voice.
I see. I have faith.
All right. I mean, I'm just saying because you were supposed to, we were supposed to do this in an hour and I was,
I
literally had just plugged my phone in and be like, all right, I'll be at 100% when, this thing starts. And then you text me and you say, I don't know how clocks work. Wells,
I just forget that when I say five, that's different.
Don't you understand that the world revolves around me and my time schedule?
I should by now, honestly. Let's get back to the important things. Are you Sarah? Did you show her this picture of Ben?
No, she's downstairs, so I will have to show her later. But I just saw the picture that he posted. It's like him in a robe with a cowboy hat on.
But how much better is the one I sent you?
Well, yeah, he's like in a bathing suit sticking his ass out. He looks like a real fancy cowboy. A cowpoke.
Brokeback Mountain Part 2?
Yeah. He looks like a cowpoke that wants to poke something else.
Oh, my God. You have to talk to Sarah because she responded to my comment and was like, no, this is all the content. And I was like, no. You have to see the outtakes. The ones he's afraid to post are way better.
Oh, well, I'm glad that we're putting him on blast here on the beginning of the pod.
He loves it.
Of course he does. He loves people talking about him in a positive fashion. And if he's half naked and we're saying he looks great with a white snowy background, then he'll be happy.
I did tell him it looks like he's been doing some squats.
That's good. Leg day's important, you know?
Yeah. He's been hitting the gym pretty hard, I think. So it's paying off.
Speaking of, I just got back from a run, which you don't consider exercise, but...
No, yes, I do. I don't consider it working out.
Oh, that's right.
I consider it exercise.
Yeah. I had this whole thing planned out for today, and I just don't know if we're going to have time for it, because... So Brandy texted me and goes, oh my God, I thought we were doing this at 5 my time, and I've got to go meet Caitlin at 7 p.m.
Well, plenty of time, as long as your phone doesn't die.
Well, don't hold your breath. Anyways, I had all these ideas. Like, I went on Snapchat, and I was like, you know what we don't do? We don't ever hear what the fans of the show, what their favorite thing is.
Oh, true.
So I was like, just send me your videos of things that you love. And then we'll talk about them. So that was...
Oh, I love that.
That was one of my ideas today.
Funny. I thought Snapchat was dead, but in the past few days, so many people have been talking about Snapchat again.
Yeah, it's just not going anywhere. And you want to, like, keep all of your social media platforms active in case, like, one dies, you've got, like, a backup. Like, there's so many Vine people that just are just, like, are shit out of luck now, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's true.
So, but, I mean, I just can't do it all, man. And here's also the truth. I get sent, and I don't know what this says about me, but I get sent a lot of dicks on Snapchat.
No.
I do.
Ew.
I would say I get equal number dick to boob ratio on Snapchat.
I mean, you're a feminine metrosexual man. I think it's fine. I think it's expected.
Yeah, I would say I get less titty and more cack and balls now.
Oh my God.
Because women know that I'm in a committed, wonderful relationship, and guys that send dick pics to other guys, they don't give a fuck about what's going on.
That's true. Yeah.
They're just like, maybe he'll like this, you know?
Hey, do you want to start the show or?
Yeah, let's do it.
You started the time.
Bros and hoes, except for the bros that send me dick pics. You're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
Yeah.
Back on a weekly basis.
Yeah,
baby.
I know. I like this. It's going to be so hard, though. I will say this. Like, I know a lot of people are – that's, like, the number one complaint when I read the comments is, like, this needs to be, like, more regular, like, my digestive system. But here's the thing, guys. For me, at least, it takes me a couple weeks to build up a bunch of shit that I'm into, you know?
That's true. I know. I was thinking about it today. Like, I don't really have any new – TV because I did finish You, which it's so funny. Everyone's on Twitter like telling me, you gotta finish you. Well, guys, guess what? Finished it.
You like it?
And I did like it, but man, it is dark. It's dark.
Totally dark.
Yeah.
There was a part of me that thought that Beck's like best friend who I don't want to spoil this for anybody, but
Yeah, I wouldn't spoil it.
I definitely thought someone was going to be worse than him that I didn't realize.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I got to say, I saw that Lifetime's so dumb, by the way. They dropped the show, and then Netflix is like, yeah, we got that shit.
No, I know. And, but would it have been as successful without Netflix being attached to it? I don't think so.
Maybe not. By the way, I want to give a shout out to all the listeners out there that corrected me, because I was like, I don't think you can win an Oscar if you're a Netflix show. And so there is, someone sent me this article, which I thought was super dope. So thank you for whoever did that. I want to read it out loud because this is kind of interesting. The rules and regulations for a film to be eligible for an Academy Awards are listed here. Notably, the film has to be released at a Los Angeles County movie theater. This means you can essentially show the film at one theater once and have it be eligible for an Academy Award. Hence, why you went to go see Bird Box at one random theater in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. They put it out in a couple theaters. And they were like, just in case this thing, you know, will be up for editing or whatever, you know, or best screenplay or whatever, you know?
Interesting. I like that loophole.
I do too.
You guzzling the water over there?
Yeah, I just got back from a run. I just got back from working out.
Right.
You don't even know about that yet, do you? You don't even know about that workout life because you're 2019, different year, same leaf.
Same leap. Mm-hmm. I rode my horse this morning, and I took a jumping lesson. I had a great workout.
Oh, I'm glad your horse had a workout. You were just sitting your lazy ass on top of the animal doing all the work.
Don't you dare push that button. I'm going to put your ass on a horse, and we'll see what kind of workout it is.
I've been on a horse in Ohio. We went on the hop-along trail. It was.
You've, like, sat there. You have not. Don't even. I can't even go down this road with you.
I know. It's a big inner thigh workout.
It's a full body workout, actually.
Totes, man. I get it.
I would say more core than inner thighs, because you don't really grip with your thighs.
Oh, you don't?
You grip with your lower leg. So it's, yeah, it's like a full body situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are really, really guzzling it down over there. Is it your New Year's resolution to drink a gallon of water?
I probably do drink a gallon of water. We got to get SodaStream freaking paying our bills, man. Because I drink at least a half gallon of SodaStream every single day. And I tell you what.
If you replace that with water, you would feel so much better.
Guess what? It's fucking water. What are we
talking?
No, it's
carbonated. It's insane. It's not the same.
Adding carbon to something doesn't make it not water anymore.
I don't know.
It just makes it carbonated water.
So you just drink carbonated water from the SodaStream. You don't drink soda.
What are you talking about? That's what it is. It's carbonated water, and then I have like these little droppers. Like Bed Bath & Beyond finally figured it out, because I've been trying to like figure out the recipe to make LaCroix, LaQueef.
I'm
LaCroix boy. All right. I'm a big LaCroix boy over here. Maybe that's why I'm getting a bunch of dick pics sent to me, because I'm a LaCroix boy. But whatever.
It's a LaCroix boy.
So
what's your favorite flavor of LaCroix?
Pamplemousse. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Is that even a real fucking fruit?
You know what? I'm gonna Google it because I don't know.
Or is a pamplemousse like some weird sexual thing you do with like an avocado, a snorkel, and like a knuckle? I feel like that.
This is only on Urban Dictionary, which is a bad sign.
Yeah, well, pamplemousse is a real flavor. I'm into it too.
Is it though? A French grapefruit is what Urban Dictionary says.
That makes sense because LaCroix.
Oh, but in case you were wondering, it's also slang for fatso.
Oh, all right. Well, fuck you, LaCroix. That's why I jumped off ship and I'm into the.
It is an insult to call someone a grapefruit in French, which is pamplemousse, I guess.
Well.
Wow, I'm learning a lot here.
I'll tell you what's insulting.
What?
The fact that SodaStream isn't sponsoring this pod because we are.
You need to calm down. Maybe they will. That can be one of your New Year's goals.
But anyways, you cut me off. Like Bed Bath & Beyond finally figured out, because I've been trying to figure out how to make the LaCroix taste, you know? Mm. It's hard to do. It takes knowledge of alchemy and chemistry.
But now you know?
Well, so finally Bed Bath & Beyond started selling these little vials that have like the exactly what is in LaCroix. It's like the syrup stuff. It's different than like the Mio drops or whatever. That's all BS.
Got it.
So anyways, I've been killing the SodaStream game. So
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, so I went on a run today. My mom's in town, so we're going to Din Din tonight, which would be fun.
That's cute.
Yeah. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, so I asked a bunch of people to ask us or tell us what their, like, favorite thing is. The reason why I was excited for this podcast to start an hour later because I was gonna be doing some work, like send you files so you could hear them.
Oh.
So I don't know how exactly to do it, but
Speaking of sending me files, though, if we want to circle back around to this whole thing, can we talk about the thing you the audio you sent me this morning?
What, the Bobby Bones Show? Bobby Bones Show. Dude, they've been.
I could not believe that.
Dude, they've been trolling me for years, though.
Really?
Years. And it's just, it's like one of those things where it's like, okay, I get it. You know, like, you guys don't like me. Okay, fine. I don't know what I did to you, but great. It's a morning show, you know, that's a wacky cast. And I worked in the same building as Bobby Bones. I worked for the same company. And I remember the first interview after I went on. And by the way, like, we had worked in the same market for years before I went on The Bachelorette, and we had never met or whatever. And then I remember going on the show right after the Bachelorette ended. They're in like mid-bit, and I walk in, and I sit down, and it's like, Wells Adams from The Bachelorette is here. Is it true that you're gay? Like, that was the first question he asked, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, that's how we're starting this. And
okay, well,
do you want me to play? You may play the clip.
It's long, but you can play some of it. I just want people to hear it so they know, like, what we're responding to.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me find it. It's just weird because we work for the same company, so you think they'd be on my side. Like, you think that they'd be rooting for me, but nah, dog, nah. So, and we talked about this, like, I think the other day when I was like, my one pet peeve is when people say that Sarah pays for everything. You know?
I know, which I fully understand because I hate when people assume my family pays for my shit.
Yeah, and it's like, well, okay, but what? No. So this is the clip. Let's see if this will play right now.
Hey, you know what I was seeing this morning on the gossip sites is that Sarah Hyland, the girl from Modern Family, who's dating Wells Adams, who used to work here, that they may be getting married. You see that?
Oh, wow.
Wow, really? I know he moved to L.A. and moved into her house.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I mean... Dude, congrats to him.
What about congrats to her?
Well,
no, Lunchbox thinks thanks, he Bobby. Made it because he went on reality TV, and then now he marries like this successful actress.
Yeah, super rich. Because
he was
chick.
Just like slumming it here at the radio
he
station.
Was. He was. Listen, he probably had a little one bedroom apartment here in Nashville, and now he's living in a mansion with a multimillionaire.
Okay, by the way, I did not live in a one-bedroom apartment in Nashville.
That was the part that bothered me the most.
Yeah.
Was them being so shitty about like, what things were like before for you. I mean,
yeah,
that's just not cool.
And yeah, I was like, motherfucker, I owned a house then. It was a two-bedroom house, by the way, in East Nashville.
You have two houses.
I had two. At the end of the deal, I had two houses in Nashville.
Planned to start her dream wedding. She is on the verge of getting married to Wells Adams. What's he doing now? Is he working here still?
Yeah, he still works for the company. He just does it out of her house.
What?
Out of her house?
Yeah,
he doesn't even have to go into the station?
No, built a studio in her house.
What?
That's what I'm saying, guys. He
How
is
do you know that?
It was in a magazine.
Oh, okay, by the way, that's total bullshit. It wasn't in a magazine. He talked to someone who works at iHeart there, being like, what's Wells doing? I've never said that it was in a magazine. Also, like, yes, I do have a studio in my house because I do this show from my house. Which, like, I can't go to iHeart and be like, hey, let me do my other show from your guys' studios.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line, though, like, listening to them say all this, they're freaking jealous that they don't have a home studio that they're not working out of. You
100%.
Know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Petty Betty over here, just so upset. So
her house? Like, what a concept.
I know. Like no one's ever done their show from their house. And do you like how they do, like, the from her house, you know?
Oh,
like,
I know. Yeah.
It's like, let's make them feel a little bit shittier if we possibly can. All right. So we'll keep going with this.
You asked him.
No, I haven't seen
him. Magazine.
I've been left without even telling us, like, hey, I'm going out to be with Sarah. Nothing. No going away party. Nothing.
Also, Lunchbox, can you stop yelling at all of us? No, no, no.
I saw him at Dancing with the Stars, the finale. He came and performed with Joe because Joe didn't, he wasn't in the finals,
right.
But everybody comes back and does a dance.
I saw him too, and it was a little awkward.
I like the guy. You guys aren't giving him enough credit.
No, I like Wells.
Yeah, it sounds like you do.
I'm saying the dance
was the second
awkward.
Time they did that dance.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, good for Will. Listen, anybody that finds happiness, I'm down with. I don't know why Lunchbox is such a hater.
No, hey, he has not bought a ring yet, though, but I guess he's shopping.
He was on, what, the and Bachelor she's buying the ring. Other night?
What? Excuse me?
She's buying the
you
ring.
You don't know that.
Come on.
Also, I'll say this, that didn't she slide into his DMs from watching The Bachelor?
No, he slid into her DMs.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, he slid into her DMs.
I should do more of that, just DMing people randomly. Yeah,
you
should.
Do you know what he said, Lunchbox? You know so much. What?
He slid into a couple people's DMs.
And then she responded.
He was like, yeah, I slid into other DMs, but then they hit it off, and boom, bada bing, bada boom. What do you know? He's in
okay,
LA living
okay,
the life.
Okay, a little race.
Yeah, bada bing, bada boom.
Frank. First off, I didn't slide in a bunch of people's DMs. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not that douchebag guy.
Not Bobby, but the other guy is the one that's being such a hater.
Yeah, so that's Lunchbox, which, why does every morning show have to be like, it's T-Bone and the Goose, it's Boner yeah. and the Banjo, coming at you live from Tulsa 97.3. And the guy that's always that guy, the guy that's always Lamb Chop in the morning or whatever, is always, yeah. He makes the fake name so he is the funny guy, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, a guy named Boner has to be funny because his name's Boner, you know? The he's going to use her money to buy the ring. Aside from the fact that, it's just kind of mean.
Yeah, it's very mean.
What's funny to me, it's it's all about money for them, you mm-hmm. know? Like,
it had to, totally.
It had to be, the apartment that I lived in, you know?
Yeah,
Not the house that I owned. Oh, don't forget, it's her house. Just so you know, it's her house. Yeah, they live together, but it's her house. Don't forget. Or I can't afford the ring. But if I've learned anything throughout my career, it's that success in life has very little to do with your bank account, you know? And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you're going to be happy.
That was a very hurtful thing for them to say. When I listened to it, I was hurt and it wasn't even about me, you know?
Yeah, I know. Because we're supposed to be coworkers and friends and...
Well, that's the thing. Is it's one thing, not that I condone this either, but it's one thing to talk that much shit about somebody that you don't know, a stranger. I guess it's easier to say bad things about, which, again, I don't agree with necessarily, but it's a completely other thing to talk so much shit about somebody that you know.
No, I know. And
it's just crazy.
Well, and it's just weird, too. They made up some, crazy story that I was rude to them on an airplane when we were going to iHeartFest, and they completely made it up. And then I remember, and when I heard it, I was so hurt. And I remember texting Eddie, who's also on the show, being like, "That what are you talking? This didn't happen at all." And it was just "Oh yeah, man, sorry. We thought it would be funny. It kind of got out of hand." That's one thing if 15 people are listening, but you're on a syndicated radio show and you're kind of ruining my good name in radio for a hack bit, you know? It was oh, that's cool. I'm glad your listeners got 15 seconds of thinking that I'm a dickhead, but that doesn't really help my career out, you know?
Totally.
So I don't know, whatever. I really don't care other than can I go on the record right here? I will pay for this ring. I promise you. It'll come out of my bank account. Okay?
Oh, God.
I guess the thing that grinds my gears the most about it is every time I see anyone from that show, they are so nice to me. So nice to my face. If you're going to be a dick all the time. If you're going to be nice all the time. But don't be a part-time dick. What annoys me about the whole thing is I just did exactly what they wanted me to do, which is respond to it.
If you decide to cut this whole thing out, then you cut it out.
I know. I told Sarah, I showed Sarah and she was like, I'm fucking going after those guys, you know?
Oh, gosh,
and
yeah.
I was don't, because that's what they really want, you know?
I know.
You know, my followers pales in comparison to the 6 million plus that will be wait, what is this radio show she's talking about? You know,
Totally, yeah. It's funny. I also I agree. If somebody for instance, if somebody leaves a negative comment on one of my Instagram pictures, I won't respond to them because that's what they want is attention out of it.
Totally.
But I will text some of my friends and say, "Hey, will you respond to this comment?"
Do you really?
I just did it today. Some girl wrote on my picture and said, "You're something you're really irrelevant or something like that."
Yeah.
And I texted Lena, who's super bold, she'll do anything.
Yeah.
And I go, "Hey, can you respond to this comment and say not as irrelevant as you? Thanks."
Yeah.
And she did it a second later. I was that way, I'm saying it without me being the one to say it. It's great.
I do love clapping back though. Can I tell you what my favorite starting phrase to clap back is?
Let's hear it.
Ah, sweetie. Ah, sweetie. Like I'm completely ripping Chrissy Teigen off, but let's be honest, we're all just learning from Chrissy Teigen right now, okay?
That's true.
Like we're all in the Chrissy Teigen class of life, all right? And
oh,
I'm just taking notes and I'm putting them into my life. But like someone said today, like it was that picture I posted where it's a selfie, but you can see Sarah's like reflection in the sunglasses, which I thought was so cool. Like
it's super cool. I loved it.
And she looks hot in it, but you had to kind of like look for it to see it. And some like wretched human wrote like, "You've sold out. You're no longer Nashville worthy. Thanks so much for leaving." And
oh my God.
And I was like, "Whoa, okay." And then I was like, "Aw, sweetie, you must have just moved to Nashville, or else you'd know that everyone moves to Nashville to sell out," which is 100% true.
100%. I love Nashville, but yeah, that's what it's become.
Yeah. So yeah, I do love the "Aw, sweetie." That is one of my favorite. If you see me reply to any comment with "Aw, sweetie," just fucking get the popcorn out. Get the tea ready, because it's coming.
Oh my gosh. Boil the water.
Boil the water. The tea is coming. Dude,
That's hilarious.
I went to the Bachelor first night premiere.
I saw you on TV. That was cool.
Yeah. Was I mean? I got like mixed reviews for what I said.
Well, it's funny because right after you said it, the look on your face was the way I feel sometimes when I say something and then I think, "Uh-oh, should I not have said that?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because like I'll just like reiterate. So it was right before all the women start getting out of the limo, and Harrison turns to me and asks, "What do you think Colton's thinking right now?" And I answered honestly, which was, "I think he's thinking, no Tia, no Tia, no Tia, no Tia, no Tia, no Tia."
which was funny. That was like a smart answer. You know what I mean?
And I think it was an honest answer. I think he was just like, "God, I just don't want to deal with this anymore. I can't do it anymore, man." You know?
It's no,
like,
for sure.
Two seasons. I can't do a third.
But I could see. I mean, when you said it and I saw the look on your face, I was like, "Oh, he's definitely worried he's going to get shit about that."
Yeah.
But honestly, let's be honest here. Tia's thinking like, "Thank God I'm not going back here," because she's in like a committed relationship.
Totally.
She's really happy. So I think it was fine. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, anyways. But so it was, I got to tell you, man, I had a good time, but I felt very uncomfortable. And I'll tell you why. So the producers were like, "Hey, we need you to come in and like Harrison's going to ask you a question. And then we'll do like pictures and like a meet and greet or whatever." And I was like, "Yeah, dope. Cool." I think, you know, like I'm always like really on time. Usually like I'm always like the first guy there, and I was the first guy there, and I signed, you know, whatever, like the TV rights away for the night. And then they're like, "All right. So, well, it's your first, you come in." We're the Fonda Theater. There's 500 people there. And I didn't know what I was walking into. I walked into a room and it's a full TV set, but everyone's just there. And they've been getting pumped up by like, you know, there's always like a pump up guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, "Here they come." And I'm the first guy in. And I don't want this to come across as ungrateful or like big headed, because that's not what it was. It was, I felt very uncomfortable because all of a sudden I got like collapsed upon by people asking for pictures, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we just weren't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting it. And so the producers were like, "Hey, if it gets too weird, like you can walk out. There's like a room upstairs that you can go like chill in." So I take probably like 100 pictures. And everyone wants to use flash. And if you take 100 flash photography pictures, you can't see dick. I'm sorry. Like, you can't even see the Snapchat dick pics that were sent to me. It is, you are blinded by the light. And I was like, "Hey," I go to like a producer. And I'm like, "Hey, man, can I go up that room real quick and like take a pee and like get a drink and like chill?" And they're like, "I don't know. We're about to go, you know, about to go live." And I've never been goosed so many times. You know what getting goosed is?
No, what is that?
It's when someone sticks a finger in your butt, like right in the coolie hole, right in that little balloon knot. They get up in there.
That is my least favorite thing you've said on this podcast.
I know, little tippy tap on the balloon knot. It's too much.
Oh my God!
It happened like 3 or 4 times, and I was like, and you can't get mad because a million people around. You don't know who it is. You know, you don't know who's the butt bandit.
Oh my God!
You don't know who the brown star tickler is. I couldn't figure it out. I was freaking out, man. I was like, "Someone is touching my butthole, please."
That is disgusting. Well,
You're telling me it was happening to me. So anyways, but it was really fun. I guess we can talk about The Bachelor. Did you?
We should, but let me just tell you right now, I know you were on the viewing party, but they can never do that again. An hour of viewing party footage was the worst idea in the history of this show.
Well, they've had a lot of bad ideas in the history of the show.
This was so boring. I cannot even tell you. And on Twitter, like, everybody was up, you know, in arms about it. Like, never again. We can never have an hour of viewing parties ever again. Because I was so, like, first of all, 3 hours of television is way too long. It's an insane amount of TV.
Agreed.
And by the time all that stuff was over, like, I mean, we're talking an hour and a half before we even saw girls getting out of limos. And by that point, I was so tuned out that I honestly couldn't even, I can't even remember the episode. Like, because I totally tuned out after the first half because it was like I wasn't watching anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was my biggest problem with the premiere. I mean, I thought Colton was great. I thought he did great. I do think he was being very shy and he seemed nervous. Like, the Colton I know is a little bit more like outgoing and talkative and whatever, but I thought he did a great job. And I think that I don't know, like, they can never do this whole viewing party thing ever again.
My favorite thing about this is that, like, Colton, my boy's got a type, right? He's got a type.
Oh, sure.
Let me tell you what Colton's type is.
Yeah.
Light eyes, blonde hair, about 97 pounds. That's what, about 22 years old. That's what Colton's into.
Oh my God.
You know I'm right though. And you're like, ah,
you're
you can see. All right. I get it. You know?
That's funny.
If you're a brunette on that show right now, you're thinking, fuck.
You're screwed. Okay, but let's be fair here. You totally have a type.
I am not dogging on him at all.
You love a petite brunette.
100%.
Edgy. 100%. Tattoos.
100%.
It's your thing. Like, you got a type, so you can't hate on him for it.
Not hating on him at all. I just love that, like, you can totally. So, like, what I found funny was, and also, his type is not my type, but I totally get that type. Like, yeah. Like, all, like, what he's into, get it. What I found funny was that everyone that wasn't that must be like, okay, well, what I got to do to stick around until like week 7,
oh,
make sure
totally.
I get on Paradise. I don't know what I got to do. What I got to do? What I got to do? Do I got to talk in a fucking Norwegian accent? Do I got to come in a sloth costume? What do I got to do?
Well, okay, so the one girl that fakes the Aussie accent.
Yeah, Bray.
I wasn't paying enough attention. Did she carry that on through the entire episode, or did she give it up? And
I guess she told him, and then they cut it, and then it was like a behind the scenes when she told him thing
I
that
see.
I saw. But
Got
I
it.
Was so I was with Lily and Courtney that night, who, by the way, are my favorite people.
I love Courtney. I haven't met Lily yet, but I love Courtney.
Lily, it's hard to beat out the coolness of Court, but Lily's up there, man. Sarah came and, like, snuck in the back.
I loved that she was in a sweatshirt and, what, leggings or sweatpants. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, she came straight from Modern, so she was, like, coming
so
home
good.
From the lot, and she's like, where are you? And I was like, I'm still at this thing, dude. We did an hour before the show started, and she's like, what? Okay, well, I'm going to come by, because I was like, Courtney's here, and you haven't met Lily. It didn't come across that, like, Lily and Court were really, like, a kind of offended by the Australian accent thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, behind closed doors, they were talking to us. Lily was like, what the fuck is that? She was pissed.
Really?
Yeah, because she was like, what, are you trying to take the piss out of me? You know, like,
yeah.
Trying to take the piss out of me? Huh?
That's not quite it. You're sounding very Southern right now.
I don't know, you know? Oi, oi, hey! Trying to take the piss out of me? Blimey!
Your accents are always so bad.
I know.
It's so fun.
Anyways, it was a fun night. I hope the best. He's such a nice guy. I've said it like in 7 million interviews, and I'm going to stick to it. My only concern for him is that he is so concerned with how everyone perceives him. He doesn't give a shit about how he perceives himself, you know? And like,
interesting.
I'm just nervous about that.
I think Colton wants to be the kind of person that can laugh at himself and not take things, you know, too seriously and stuff like that. And I like that about him, you know, kind of like rolls with the punches or whatever. And I don't know. I think he's a great guy. So I hope I don't know. I hope it turns out the way he wants it to.
I do too. Did you get the feeling that, but by the way, I want this to be known because so many people know what happens or they read freaking whatever. I have no idea what happens. I've heard like some things that happen like in the middle of the season that I don't even know are true, but I don't know what happens at the end of it. But did you get the sense that the girl he gave the first impression rose to has already won the thing?
Full transparency, I do know how it turns out.
Don't answer that question.
Answer that question.
Yeah, don't answer it. I love not knowing this stuff because I get
I wish I didn't know. I honestly enjoyed watching the show more when I didn't know what happens.
Yeah.
Last season, I knew a little bit. Like, I knew who was going to win, but that was kind of all I knew. But this season, because I know Colton, I know more than I did. And, like, I'm already, like, kind of bummed about it. Like,
yeah.
Because now I don't know. It's, like, harder for me to watch it objectively. But I am going to watch it. And I'm going to not tune out next week so that we can have a real conversation about how it was. Because I think it's going to get better. It's just this viewing party thing really threw me this time.
Yeah, I'm over. Here's my other thing that, like, annoys me the most. Because I keep on asking, like, let me host it. Which is, like... They have After the Walking Dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hardwick hosts it. For years, I've been like, let me host like some Facebook live after show.
Yeah, totally.
And like bring on the people. And it'll cost you pennies on the dollar. And then you won't subject everyone to like watching this thing that I guess people weren't that into. I don't know. I did love like the Jason and Blake just like going into someone's fucking house.
Have you ever seen two dudes have more fun doing something that absurd?
Yeah, well, because like you can tell like both those guys thought that they were like on the set of College Football Saturday, you know?
Oh, 100%. Like they were having the time of their lives.
Back to you, Chris.
I was asking Blake, I was like, how was that earpiece, bro? And he was like, I fucking hate that thing. That thing sucks. And I'm like, yeah, it's the worst.
I actually do hate that a lot.
I hate it too.
My brain doesn't work that. I can't hear and still talk. I can't do.
Yeah. I know, it's tough. But I think they had fun and they were cute. I out of all the watch parties, like it was the funnest, most fun to watch them because they were having so much fun. It was insane.
The only thing I felt bad for is the people that own that house because there's a bunch of people in there. And then, so you only see the people you see on TV. But if you think about
it, all that crew, yeah.
There's probably more crew than there are people there.
For sure.
And there's probably a two bathroom house.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know that they clogged up both those toilets and you know it happened. 100%.
Are you saying Blake and Jason clogged the toilets or?
No, I'm just saying like those toilets got clogged.
Oh my God.
Because I'm sure there was like a lot of cheese plates, a lot of charcuterie boards,
my God.
A lot of champagne.
All those nervous girls.
All those nervous girls. Man, no one's sphincter was holding tight that night.
You were really on one with these words today.
You know what I was thinking about on my run a second ago?
What's that?
Flat earthers, man. What is that about?
You know, Kyrie Irving was one and then he took it back because it caused all this controversy.
Yeah, his PR person was like, you look like a fucking idiot. But I was thinking about it in different terms because I don't think there are people that are just kind of wackadoos that are just like, whatever. Or there are people that are uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think there's a third sect. And I think that they are the, I'm going to be the contrarian guy. I'm that guy, you know? I don't know if you ever watched, there used to be a show called First Take and there was this guy named Skip Bayless on. And literally his job was to argue the wrong point. And he would like kind of be so angry and yell so much that people would be like, all right, maybe, you know, maybe he's got a point. Whatever, you know? And I wonder if the flat earthers are just contrarians. They're just like those people.
Possibly.
You know? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
for sure.
To say outrageous things yeah. to like get something out of people.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that. I mean, I don't know this, but I feel like that's probably what Kyrie was doing, was just like trying to get a rise out of people. But because like you can't, like Dean Ungler just flew around the entire world. Like it is not flat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't argue that. Sometimes I do feel like a lot of people will take a stance on something, even if they don't believe it, just to cause drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just to like make some noise. What's one of your favorite things about guys?
Honestly, a guy's smile is such a big deal to me.
Dude, right? If you got a broke grill, it's not good.
No, like clean, straight, white teeth are the way to go. It's always like eye-catching, and it's like, you know, it's like a first impression when you meet somebody is their smile.
Totally. If your grill's all beat up and you want to date Brandy.
Oh, wow.
You need to talk to our buddies at Smile Direct Club, where you can straighten your teeth with invisible aligners they send you directly.
And for only $80 a month, you can have a smile you'll love and a lifetime of confidence.
No braces, no monthly visits, no paying a fortune.
Smile Direct Club invisible aligners work gently and discreetly to gradually guide your teeth into alignment. And one of their 200-plus duly licensed doctors oversee your plan every step of the way. It's so tight.
So go to smiledirect.com to see real before and after photos of people who had broke-ass grills, and now they don't have broke-ass grills.
Now they have straight teeth.
Order a free impression kit with a rebate or schedule a free 3D scan at one of their smile shops. Plus, Smile Direct has an exclusive offer to our listeners. Get $150 off your invisible aligners at smiledirectclub.com/podcast and use our offer code YFT150 for like your favorite thing and then $150 off.
So if you're listening, this offer's for you. Get $150 off at smiledirectclub.com/podcast. Offer code YFT150.
Yeah, that's smiledirectclub.com/podcast. Use offer code YFT150.
I actually think I'm going to go on and do this because my bottom teeth are really crooked.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't wear my retainer. I think I'm going to have to do this.
Apparently, when you get finished doing your, like, once your grill gets fixed by Smile Direct Club, then they start sending you, they'll send you, like, a retainer to keep it good.
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing this.
Are you?
Yeah, you guys should join me. Hit them up.
All right. Are you going to use our promo code?
Hell yeah, I am. I want $150 off.
Right?
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Nick's what I said like a half an hour ago about not having enough shit. But here's the thing. We haven't talked about a favorite thing yet. But
I know.
But we didn't even talk about my Golden Globes experience.
Oh, my gosh. We've just rambled for like 30 minutes.
I know. I had so much fun at the Golden Globes.
That's so cool that you got to go. I love that. Was it a GIF or what? The video of you and Sarah on the elevator was so freaking good. I can't even stand it.
So they do that every year at the Globes, and Sarah had the most viewed video ever.
It was the best.
No. Like 3 years ago or 4 years ago with her ex-boyfriend. They're like,
I want to Google it.
Yeah, Google it. It's really good. They're like making out and the doors open and she like straightens out her dress and you're like, this is time. And then they walk out like separately and it got like 13 million views or whatever.
Yeah.
So last year she did this thing and it was so good. This is what annoys me about the internet. It was she pretended to be drunk. She's like falling back, I think, and the bellhop tries to catch her or something. And she grabs his tie to like hold herself up. And then I think she like plants a kiss on him or something like that. And then, you know, the bellhop, like his little hat, like goes, it's like a little, like a sweet little old man. And his hat goes sideways and he like has this look of like, oh my God. And then she like walks out like, oh, hey, there's a friend or something. It was like the best one of the night. And I remember we were sitting there in the install, people come up and they're like, hey, listen, you're getting a lot of bad like press about this video. And she was like, why? It's funny. They're like, yeah. Very funny. But it was like, everyone was dressed in black. We were doing like the Time's Up and the Me Too pins and everything. And people were saying like, you're being tone deaf because a young girl getting drunk with a guy. Like, it was just like such a weird like correlation that they were drawing where this year she was scared to do anything.
Oh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, what should we do? And I was like, man, I don't know. Like after last year, I was like, fuck it, man. Like you did a really funny thing last year and you still got roasted. Like you can't win right now.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, would it be funny if I'm like stuffing my bra with tissues? And I was like, yeah, it's funny. But like, are you going to piss off women that don't have big boobs?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I think that's funny. And she's like, well, I'm one of those women. I'm like, I know that's the joke, right? And she's like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, well, and she's like, well, let's do something together. And then I was like, well, okay, well, what if you're stuffing? So my idea was that she should be stuffing a bra and I'm putting a banana in my pants. And then when the door's open, I pull the banana out and she pulls the tissues out. And then she like takes the banana and I blow my nose. And I remember we told the idea to the like the director there and they're like,
No.
Yeah, so maybe not that idea.
Oh, no. Well, I loved it. The look on her face just sells it so much. Like, she's just so funny.
Tell you what, like, her thing is improv. That is her her comedic improv. I don't know if there's anyone better, but it was very much like, we have to have the best one.
And Well, I thought, I mean, I watched a bunch of them, and I loved hers so much. It was my favorite.
Yeah. But I have a favorite moment of the Globes. And it is a correlation to our show.
Oh, really?
So sitting at our table were a bunch of people, Lea Michele and her new husband, who I've known her for a long time, and this woman named Melissa.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, that girl looks so familiar. And Sarah's like, yeah, that's the main chick in Manifest. And I was like, that's right.
No.
So we're hanging out the entire night, like kind of getting drunk. And finally, I finally turned to her and I was like, before Sarah was like, dude, your show's dope. And that was before I kind of figured it out. And I was like, what show is that? And she's like, Manifest. And I was like, oh, yeah. So then I was like, you got to know, like, I do a podcast with my friend Brandy. Like, she like got me onto your show. It's phenomenal. And then I was like, I think I know what's going on. I was like, your brother's wife's new boyfriend, I think he's a bad guy, real bad guy. And she's like, oh yeah, okay, well, we'll see, you know.
Yeah,
so anyways, so nice, super cool. And she goes oh, I know you.
Oh no.
And I was like, I was waiting for it, being like, yeah, fucking JoJo, you know. I was waiting for that. She goes, you're the guy at IMAX that like tells everyone to like turn their cell phones off on the screen.
Wait, what?
And I was like, and I'm sure look at my face. It probably looked like I was appalled. But I think I was just like, oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say there. You know?
Yeah. What did you say?
I was like, no, that's not. No, I don't. I was like, I don't think so. And then she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then she was like, she was appalled that she did this. And I was like, it's fine. Calm down. It's fine. And then she was like, she showed me, I was like, find the guy. I want to see. She was like, I don't know what to Google. I was like, I don't know. IMAX guy. And she Googles it, finds it. And it looked like me, you know?
That is so funny.
So we like hung out and got drunk the entire night. And then the next day, like I commented on one of her pictures. I was like, hey, please silence all cell phones and pagers. And don't forget, we have a full line of Pepsi products in the lobby for your convenience. Oh, enjoy the show. And she was just like, I'm never going to be able to live that down. But anyways, a lot of times when you meet people, they don't live up to anything. You know, they don't live up to what you think they are. Well,
for sure.
Melissa, who plays Kayla Stone.
Mick.
She's great.
Well, one of our YFTers tweeted me and said, Manifest is back. Do you know this?
Already watched that.
I haven't seen it yet.
Come on, kid.
I already watched it. I just like, you are so up on TV. I just like, I can never keep up with you.
Dude, it's because Sarah and I don't do anything.
Yeah.
That's the straight up long and short of it.
Weren't you the one? I feel like when you and I first met, you said something to me about, we were talking about, and you were like, yeah, a girlfriend is just somebody that you like watch shows with. Like, that's just what it is. And I was like, really, that's cute.
Was this on our first date? Were you like, all right.
Yeah, one of those. And I was like, right, that's so romantic. Great.
But I think there is some romance in that.
No, there is. I know. It was just a funny thing for someone to say. Like,
true love comes out in TV watching, because I will watch shit that I don't like with her just because I enjoy spending time with her.
And right.
Like RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't really care about that show.
Uh-huh.
But I watch that show. All right.
Hang out with Sarah.
I watch that show. Like, I know what's happening with everything. That's going down. All right.
Oh, Lord. My sister makes me watch that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. It is like, if you can agree on TV, that's like a big deal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't love yourself, then who the hell is going to love you? Can I get an amen? Preach, Rue. I got to listen. I got to watch that shit. It's a good show, but it doesn't interest me. I'm also just very confused by all of it, you know? Mm-hmm, I ask a lot of questions being like, okay, so like, what is happening here? And because some people are drag queens and then some people are trans, you know? And so I'm just, I'm asking a lot of questions. I'm learning a lot, actually. I think it's probably good for me because it's taking me out of like what I normally know. And but yeah, she makes me watch that. She doesn't make me watch. She watches that show. What's another one? Like Queer Eye was a thing that I was.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that either.
Yeah.
It's nice that you watch her shows.
I know. I got to make I'm making her watch the shows that I like, though.
I know. So are you watching anything new since we last spoke?
Started watching something last night, man. John Grisham's The Innocent Man on Netflix.
Oh. You
heard about that?
From the book?
Yeah, I guess he wrote a book. It's a true story. It's like Making a Murderer.
Oh.
And it, like,
I'm about to start Mindhunter. Is that what it's called?
What? You haven't seen Mindhunter?
I know. I'm about to start it though.
Come on, bro, Safine.
I know.
You're going to love that. So listen, I only watched the first episode of The Innocent Man, but it hooked me and then it was hard for me to freaking fall asleep. So then I like turned on Avengers to like fall asleep. I know. Mm-hmm. So great. But it, like, starts out with like this woman gets murdered and they have all this weird stuff like written on her in this like little town in wherever, middle America. And then like 2 years later, another woman gets murdered and these two guys confess to it. And like the confession is the most hair-raising, chilling, lack of empathy. It's like, yeah, so, well, first I raped her, and then so-and-so raped her, and then, we were stabbing her, and then she was bleeding from, like, her side, and the reason why I know that it was bad is because I could see her ribs and her insides. It's, like, the most, like, oh, my God. Like, how could you say this stuff? So you watch this, and you're like, these motherfuckers need to go straight to hell. Do not collect $200. And then I started watching, I think it was the second episode, and one of the guys comes out. He's in jail and he's being interviewed and he's like, yeah, I made a false testimony or whatever. And then it starts going into like how the cops like held them there for like hours and hours and hours and like created this storyline. So I don't know. I'm so early on in it, but like the first episode, it freaked me out so much that I was like, I need to watch the Avengers. And then I watched like a little bit of the second episode and I was like, ooh, there's a twist here. Got it.
Wow.
So yeah, John Grisham's The Innocent Man.
Yeah, he writes a lot of crime novels.
Yeah, man. I lived in Oxford when he lived there. Felt pretty good about that.
Oh.
Dude, you know what show is so freaking good? Splitting Up Together. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Dude, okay, so it's the girl from, it's Pam from The Office.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's Pam from The Office, and then it's like Kate Hudson's brother, I think, is who's the guy. And then like three real cute kids, and the premise is that they're getting divorced, but they're both going to continue living together. But like one, like every week, they switch off and living in the like the garage guest house, basically. Mm. And the whole time you're just like rooting for them to get back together. And like, you know, certain things happen, which makes it so they don't get back together. But you know that they're eventually going to have to get back together. But like, it'll be season 7, not season 2. But I really love that show. It is funny.
Did you know that Ellen DeGeneres is an executive producer on it?
Doesn't surprise me. I want to know who's running music, though, because I am obsessed with the soundtrack.
Really?
Obsessed. Anyways, what do you got? You got anything new?
No, I was going to start Mindhunter today. I don't know if I'll get back early enough, but that's kind of next on my list. And then I'm very excited that Manifest is back. Didn't know.
Yeah, but you only got one app, dude.
I know. I'll watch it for sure. I'll probably watch that before I start Mindhunter, to be honest. There's a couple things on Netflix in my queue that I've been wanting to watch.
What you got?
What was that one, the movie that you said you loved that was a Netflix original?
Outlaw King.
Yes, I haven't watched that yet.
It's Get on it.
I know, I've got to. So that's next.
And it's one of the Chris's. It's Chris Pine or Chris Pratt or Chris
Love those Chris's.
Well, it's a Chris. I don't know, but it's a good Chris.
I love a Chris.
If you're a Chris in Hollywood right now, you are making at least six figures.
Oh, man. What I did do was I finished the book I talked about last week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's called Still Mine, and it's a crime thriller fiction book. I think I talked a little bit about it last week, but finished it. Loved it. Would highly recommend. And the coolest part about it is I love a series. Like, I love a series. And it ends. It kind of ends where you're not really satisfied. You're like, wait, that's the end. Like, that wasn't enough closure for me.
Yeah.
And then I was Googling the author today and saw that she wrote a second one. So there's a sequel.
Dope.
Called Still Water. So highly recommend the first one. Gonna start the second one. We'll let you guys know. I think I posted on my story about this Enneagram book I'm reading. Wells, we have to get you to take the Enneagram.
I did. I told you I'm is it a three?
Oh, are you a three?
Yeah, I didn't love what it said about me. I mean, it was like basically like loves attention, you know, like.
Well, like what was your score? Like, was three like highest by a lot, or were you close to another one?
Is three the attention seeker?
It is, but that's like a terrible way to describe a three. I love threes. I wish I had more of three in me.
Well, that's probably why this works then.
Probably. But like Caitlin Bristow's a three.
Yes, yes.
I know a lot of threes. Yeah.
Caitlin asked me about it too when I was on her podcast, I believe. Yes, Caitlin and I are the same.
But I did want to say I'm reading a book right now called The Complete Enneagram. And it's not your average small little book. It's like almost like a textbook. But I'm really loving it. So if you have taken the Enneagram, if you're interested in it, you want to read more about it, highly recommend this book. I'm just like a few chapters in, and a lot of what it's talked about is kind of, like ironically, a lot of what I want to focus on this year. I posted about having a word for the year, and my word is present. I want to like live in the moment a little more, get my head out of my phone, and just kind of really be like awake to like what's around me and who's around me. And that's a lot of what is talked about in the first few chapters of this book, which is really cool. So another highly recommended book.
I love that. I would like to have my razor back, you know, the old phone.
I know, right?
And I want it to just be also connected to my iPhone.
Yeah.
This is actually maybe a good idea. Like, someone should do this. I want them to make it so I can be like, okay, I'm going to take my razor phone out tonight.
Yeah.
And
leave the smartphone at home.
Yeah, and I'm sure in the middle of the night, I'm like, fuck, I wish I could look at Instagram, so I'm bored right now. But all I can do on this old phone is text you, text back, see texts, and call people.
Yeah.
And maybe I could somehow get Uber.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I can get home.
Yeah, that's totally.
But like, that's the only, I only allow Uber.
Yeah.
Because I would think that'd be really good, because you're right. Like, I'm so, and I try to be as present as possible. And I really only throw my phone out when I think something's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I do it, I'm like, what am I doing? You know, like, this isn't living.
For me, like, part of my problem with the phone is like, I feel like a lot of people don't really believe me when I say this, but I really like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a social person and I'm very outgoing, but I'm a very shy person to people I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's very hard for me to talk to strangers. I feel like I just like can't make conversation. I feel like I say dumb things. And so if I'm in a group of people I don't know, or if I'm in an elevator with a bunch of strangers, I put my head in my phone to avoid having to have an awkward conversation with people.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a quality.
And the problem with that is that comes across as you're too rude, good with it to, or, for
exactly,
everybody.
Exactly. And I want to become better at being able to talk to strangers. Like, I have a lot of friends who, and like at Wells, I would say this about you, like, you can just talk to anyone. And yeah, you're not awkward. Like, you can literally just carry a conversation with anybody so effortlessly. And I wish I could do that a little better. So I'm hoping that if I can make a conscious effort to not pull my phone out the minute I feel awkward or the minute I feel uncomfortable, that I can start to talk to people more and become better about it.
Yeah. Do you have any podcasts that you love? I feel like a sham because we...
Shame.
You know, like, we have a podcast. We have a thing called...
I do not listen to them.
Do you not? So I've gotten into it. I have a favorite podcast right now. I'm absolutely... Everyone should go listen to this podcast. I mean, you should also listen to our podcast, but...
It's
called This Past Weekend with Theo Vaughn. He's a comedian. But also, like, if you have thin skin, don't listen to it, because his comedy can be a little outrageous. But he's like this comedian from Louisiana, so he's just kind of like outrageous, and the things he says is weird, and he goes on weird tangents. But he just makes me laugh, man. I just love him.
All right.
I want to be on his show. You got any tunage that you're digging on there, sister?
Oh my gosh, I was thinking about this today. This is bad timing because New Music Friday is tomorrow. So yeah. All the new stuff's going to come out tomorrow. Spotify will, you know, when you listen to some specific artists, like then they'll start playing you other artists like them.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite thing about Spotify. And so it's probably old news. Thank you for the ding there.
Yeah.
It's probably old news, but because I don't think it's new music, but there's a guy named Nick Wilson that I've really been digging. He has a song called Headlights that comes on a lot. And then I really love that song. So I started listening to the rest of his stuff and it's really good. And then another one that came on is Vancouver Sleep Clinic. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
They have a song called Closure that is very cool.
All right. One of my favorite bands right now is a band called Wild Rivers. Have you heard of them?
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. How did I not know about this diddly dally do?
Spotify, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. I'll play a little bit of this business while I go charge my phone. I wish
I met. What song do you like?
Well, I'm just going to Wandering Shadows. It's the first one, but I really like the one about Paul Simon. Have you seen that one?
No, I don't think I've seen that.
But this girl's voice sounds like, who sings Home? The song Home. I'll apologize, but I try to make it unclear. Oh, God. And I love this city, but I'm really not from here. Now I gotta leave this town as a wild. This is just great stuff, man. In a beat up coupe, I imagine is a Mustang. Anyways, Wild Rivers, great stuff.
Love it. Tell me again which song you were just playing because I can't hear it.
That was Paul Simon, but I'm digging on that whole thing.
Okay.
Okay, bye bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I'm Natalie Barbeau, host of the Real Real podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Real every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.